Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Javier Rodriguez Ybarra.
Okay, Mr. Rodriguez Ybarra, one moment, Mr. Sims, going to conduct your hearing here.
Okay.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing. You will be the lead, so just hold on one moment, sir. Next one, you will hear from the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Javier Rodriguez Ybarra, number 119736.
Okay, Mr. Ybarra, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my right and left, you have the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Ybarra, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I'm just representing myself today.
All right, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Ybarra?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 27, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 7, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. And your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer to report for a contact visit at the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1 in Phoenix, on or about April 30, 2018, and verbally directed on April 19, 2018. The offender is actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Ybarra, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Ryan. Agree, Mr. Neal. We have a minute to do some paperwork. Okay, Mr. Ybarra, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
And sir, okay, I'm looking at your paperwork, too, and if I'm correct, it looks like you have a release date of September 10th of next year. All right, sir, go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Rodriguez Ybarra was released from ABC on 4-18-2018 and arrested on 7-25-2018 by Avondale PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ABC custody on 7-25-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9-10-2019 with 86 abscondings. Current conviction, 2012 commitment E count 2, theft, 6 years and 6 months. 2012 commitment E count 3, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2006 commitment F count 3, burglary 3rd degree, 2 years and 6 months. 2006, commitment F, count 4, burglary second degree, 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1995, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. 1997, commitment C, count 1, armed robbery, 8 years. 1997, commitment C, count 2, armed robbery, 8 years. 1997, commitment C, count 3, armed robbery. 2006, burglary, second degree, 5 years. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STD information, he is a suspected member of the New Mexico Mafia of Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 1996, parole, arrested, reached his ERCD in custody. 2005, TIS release, absconded for 28 days, he was arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 8 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with fighting, theft, assault with a weapon, drugs, conspiracy, promoting contraband, and possession of weapon noted. Other arrest, 2006, burglary third degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. Has a GB score of G7, B9. At the time of police contact, the offender was at his place of residence.
Okay, Mr. Yabar, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at 7922 West Clayton Drive in Phoenix, and that was your only approved residence. Whose residence was that, sir?
My older brother's, Ignacio.
Okay, were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I wasn't.
So it looks like for your program, it looks like on April 19th, you have been referred to task for random drug testing. You had the color Navy. You were supposed to submit a urine specimen on April 27th. Then on May 8th, as per the task color being called, you were supposed to submit a urine specimen for testing as directed on May 4th. Why? Did you just relapse as soon as you got out, or what happened, sir?
Yeah, as soon as I got out, I just did my cover check. I went back into my ways and my ways of thinking. And that was just a challenge to me.
So did you ever stay at your brother's house?
What's that?
Did you ever stay at your brother's house, sir?
Yeah.
So what caused you to relapse, sir?
I just wasn't mentally and physically to deal with the stuff I had to deal with out there, you know what I mean? I just felt, I don't know, I just wasn't ready for it, and I was trying to my old ways of thinking, and you know, I didn't commit no new crime or nothing that I was out there using, you know what I mean? I got hooked on heroin and alcohol, and that's what I was using out there.
So you was out there on heroin?
Yeah.
Since you've been back in, sir?
What was that?
Have you been using since you've been back in?
No.
Are you taking any programs since you've been back in?
Right now, I'm in the process, and right now, I'm in living sober pod over here. They got a bucket program. You have to sign up for it, sign a contract, they do your age. They do all that, and I'm in working that pod, so, you know, I'm trying to be better than somebody in here. Why not stay here and know?
All right.
And I do.
All right, Mr. Yabar. Let me see if the board has any additional questions. Is there any more additional questions coming from the outside, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. I'd like to read this for the record. As I stated during the other day, the offender was actually arrested at his approved residence on 5/21/2018. The absconder reduction program letter was mailed to the following address, 7922 West Clayton Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, 85033, which was his approved residence that he was arrested at. And also, number 2214 East Hill Drive, Avondale, Arizona, 85323. And 122 West Hill Drive, Avondale, Arizona, 85323.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Varner, what happened when you came in contact with the Avondale PD?
When I came in contact with them this time?
Yes, sir. How did you come in contact with Avondale Police Department?
Oh, they were doing a probation sweep. Somebody that lived there before had paroled there, and they absconded, and that's when they had came, and they were just looking at residency because they had public cars, because that was a last known address for somebody that was staying there while on parole. And they went on the run, so they were doing a sweep of, well, that's what we call a sweep, but, yeah, they ran my name out of work.
All right. So you said you're waiting to get on a program there, sir?
What's that?
You said you're waiting to get into a program there?
Yes.
All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. However, prior to going into discussion, Mr. Yabar, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Yes, you know what I mean? I would like to give them a chance. I know I can't be paroled to a halfway house or a treatment center, but, you know, when given the opportunity, that's what I would do. Ask my parole to enroll me my first day out into a 6-month treatment program and work out my addictions and everything else. And that's all I'd ask for, that opportunity.
All right, Mr. Jabari, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board's now going into to discussion. I think Mr. Jabari, I do thank him for being honest. He was paroled to his brother's house, and he wasn't working during that period of time, according to Mr. Jabari. And then while he was out, he immediately relapsed on heroin and alcohol while he was out, and was contacted by Avondale Police. They ran a warrant and found out that he had a warrant for him. I hope that Mr. Jabari is sincere about trying to turn the corner and get involved in the program while he's incarcerated. He will be released on September 10th of 2019, which I think if you take that time and work on a program, get himself together, that he'll be better equipped so that when he is finally released and not on parole or any community supervision. Plus, you know, he had 86 days that he was an absconder, and that's just hard to overlook the 86 days he was an absconder. He had three other situations while he was in custody, then released, and one time he was arrested, and the other two times he absconded on those two times, too. So, with that record and the fact that he did relapse and start using drugs, I don't see Mr. Jabari being a good candidate to be released again back out on community supervision. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jabari. Found that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of supervision, had lapses, or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or compromise.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by my second, Mr. Moore. Agree, Dr. Wright. Mr. Jabari?
Yeah.
So the board is going to revoke your community supervision. Hopefully you will be able to get into that program that you were telling us about, so we'll work on getting yourself together so that when you are released that you're better prepared. Take any AA or NA classes. So when you get released, so you're prepared, you won't have to come back before this board, you won't be on any community supervision or parole, and hopefully be a productive citizen so as not having any negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Jabari, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. You will be released on September 10th of 2019. So please don't hang the phone up, but please just set the phone down for the next person.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
when you get there.